talking with Krista Harden. Krista, Sunbelt Ag Expo, I know it's great for you to get back. You always enjoy coming to this event, don't you?
I love being down here. I love being in South Georgia, I tell you that. I know there are a lot of states represented, but I'm a little partial to ones. It's good to be home. Spent the weekend in Mitchell County on a peanut combine. Spent a little time there, but not today. It's a lot of rain.
Obviously, yeah, it's a wet, soggy start to Sunbelt this year, and it kind of thwarted a few plans this morning. You do get a chance to talk with the folks. Basically, and that's the main reason you're here, just to get in and see folks and see what's going on with agriculture here in Georgia.
I really am. There's nothing like seeing firsthand, getting back, talking to farmers. They stop me as I'm walking through the exhibits, telling me some thank yous about what's going on in Farmville, some questions as well. So hearing their issues or problems is important for me. But really want to just remind them how what they do is so important for our country. Agriculture is the backbone, the foundation of the U.S., and I still believe it is. It was founded that way. I think we still are. And to remind us, we can't just talk to ourselves. We need to make sure every one of us is inviting somebody else outside of agriculture. We need to be talking to the 99% that the 1% of us feed.
You know, I realize you and I just talked recently on the phone, but one thing that we did discuss and maybe can discuss a little further is we all know that sometimes individual farmers are a little skeptical about USDA programs, this, that, and the other, but I think you're here to tell them that, hey, we're here to help you.
We are. We're a partner. We're a partner. We don't have all the answers. We can't solve all the problems. We certainly can't stop the rain today. But there are things that we can do. We want to work with them. We're implementing a farm bill in a way that we hope makes sense for producers. It's common sense, provides that safety net that we know they need, and they really should see us as a friend and go to our website, come to our offices. We're a partner with them.
I know there's been just a flurry of programs that have come out over the past few weeks, but that's just the implementation of the new farm bill, isn't it?
It really is, and we're winding down on the big things. There'll be a couple sign-ups yet to come. We're encouraging folks, especially our row croppers, to look at ARC and PLC to see what options really work for them, make sure they're running the numbers. There are a couple of online tools out there that we work very closely with our land-grant colleges to develop, and they really can plug your own numbers in, and right there at your own office, your own kitchen table. Think about what you want to do, what the next few years are going to look like. These are good options. There's also obviously risk management tools that are out there. Really just about whatever you're producing, there's some tool in this farm bill, and we're going to make sure that our producers take advantage of them.
I realize you get a chance to talk to individual farmers from time to time, especially when you're back home like this. Are there any certain questions or things that they ask more of you than maybe something else?
It's interesting. There's no two alike. They all have their own nuances, and I think that's why these farm bills kind of interesting, that you can make it work for you. I do get asked a lot about no more direct payments, then what should I do? I think it was straightforward before, the way the programs worked, that obviously was not going to happen anymore. So it's more really responsibility for the individual producer. They want to get it right, so there's a lot of questions about that. The other thing that I've been asked a lot about, even here today, is our dairy program, our new price protection for dairy. I know there's a little increase and dairy for Georgia, maybe some other southern states. So there's really interest in that as well, and crop insurance. A lot of people are interested in new products, what it's going to be, the CSO, the supplemental coverage option. A lot of folks down here have asked me about that one.
Krista, it's always good to see you. I know you're glad to be home and get a chance, but that's more than anything else. You get to hear things here and take them back to D.C. with you.
I sure do, and I also brought some staff with me so they can hear firsthand from farmers, but that's what we do. We come, we listen, we try to answer questions, but their questions are important. It lets us know what the trends are, what folks are thinking about, maybe we think we're telling a good story, but it's not getting out to the grassroots level. We need to talk to them more and hear them. So I spent a lot of time just listening.